Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us to deal with all this stuff is the great Joe Giglio, works nights here at WIP. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo.
Joe, we got a lot of ground to cover here. Let's start with that Eagles victory. Are they cured? Are they back on the beam?
They're not all the way back, but Angelo, I will say this. There were some things in that game that give me hope, because, you know, it looked bleak after those first 3 weeks. I didn't think the season was over, and I thought they had a chance on Sunday night. But the defensive line was dominant. I mean, that was as good of a performance by the defensive line as we've seen in 2 years by the Eagles. They add that to Carson Wentz waking up, and although he wasn't great, I thought he was good, and he certainly was clutch late. If they get defensive line play, Angelo, like that, and they get Carson Wentz to make the plays he has to make, yeah, we're going to have a season to watch here.
All right, I need to ask you this question. Fulgham, Singleton, and Hightower, heroes of the game Sunday or a fine local law firm?
They were the heroes, but I would – here's how I can tell you how little I knew about those guys before the game. I didn't know what Alex Singleton looked like. He walked in the studio last week with me and said, "I'm Alex Singleton. I play for the Eagles." I would have probably called security or tried to say, "Like, what's going on here?"
I had never seen him before. Joe, I wouldn't know him now. I wouldn't know him.
It's amazing. And so the one thing I'll say about those guys is we've complained so much over the last years of injuries and how they had to use these guys we never heard of. Well, I don't know if it's Howie Roseman that finds guys that are better than we think, or it's the coaching staff coaching them up. But that's pretty amazing that they're able to go in there and make those kind of plays to win a game. I think that's pretty rare that guys that no one has ever heard of can make those kind of big plays to win a game.
Yeah, when we got Doug on at 8 today, and one of the things I want to ask him, when you're dialing up a 4th-and-4 play and the receiver is John Hightower, do you have the same level of confidence you would if it was a Deshaun or a Zach Ertz or somebody who's done it for years and years? The fact that he called those plays and they executed them, that's amazing. That won't happen every game, Joe. They're going to need some of these healthy guys back.
They are. And they're good, especially on offense, they're going to have to become more explosive. I know Fulgham made the big play and the nice throw from Wentz, but, I mean, let's be real about it. They scored 18 offensive points, I believe, because Singleton had the touchdown return. So for as fun as that was and as good as it was, if they're going to turn this around for real, they're going to need the offense to just be more explosive. They're going to need to score more and get in. I mean, we watched the NFL all weekend.
Yep.
I mean, if you don't score in the 20s, upper 20s or 30s, you usually have no chance to win these days.
All right, but I have one issue I'm going to bring up that I don't think Doug enjoys. In fact, a couple of times local media brought it up, and he doesn't like it. And that is the way he's using Miles Sanders or not using him late in games. So do you have any sort of a theory on why Sanders is not even on the field in a final drive that could have put the game away? He didn't even have his best run around the field. What do you think's going on?
So I have two theories on it. One, I think probably others share this. Maybe he's still not physically right, and they're just limiting carries. Now, if that's the case, you can make the case that he should spread the carries out so he has some left to go late in the game, kind of like minutes or innings or whatever, depending on the sport we're talking about. The other theory, Angelo, is that he's had some fumbling issues. He had them last year early on, and it's part of the reason why he didn't really get on the field and take the job from Jordan Howard until midseason. And then he fumbled, you know, I think it's the Rams to start this season. So I just wonder if they are worried about that, especially late in the game with the lead, if they think he might put the ball on the ground.
I didn't think of that theory. Maybe that's it. Maybe they don't trust him with the ball. He makes a lot of – he does fumble, so maybe you just try to avoid that. All right, Joe, let me move you over to baseball. How do you think John Middleton did in his Zoom conference on Saturday after reassigning Matt Klentak?
That was a disaster, guys. I watched that thing. So I saw it kind of came out of nowhere because obviously the announcement with Klentak and then Middleton decided to host this and talk to the media. So I didn't get to watch it live, but I saw some quotes out there and the whole thing seemed puzzling and troubling from what I read. So I went and watched it, and it was worse. I don't think the quotes did it justice. I mean, Ansel, he came off as someone, and I felt this for a while. I think I said this to you a year ago. I don't know if John Middleton knows what he's doing in this role. I think he wants to win. I think he cares. But I get the sense of someone who has this job, who wants to succeed in this job, and continues to ask everyone for opinions on what he should do, but he really has no conviction in what he should be doing to put the right people in place. I came away very troubled.
Me also, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm not even going to look at it from a sports point of view. I look at it from a business point of view because he loves to talk about being the CEO of a company, having to step in from time to time. What CEO would take a group of people that he has expressed no confidence in but keep them right in place to search for the next general manager? That in itself is ludicrous, isn't it?
It's crazy. I mean, it feels like a three-year decision that could have been a one-year decision. Well, last year was Gabe Kapler. This year it's Matt Klentak. And we're still having Andy McPhail, who the third member of that triumvirate, that sit up there and help with this search. And, Angelo, the scariest part, I think, of that is it seems like he really thinks he needs McPhail to hold his hand to make this hire. And,
yeah.
And he was defending Andy McPhail during that press conference about how much success he's had in the major leagues. And, yeah, he's obviously had a long career, and he did win a long time ago, and a World Series with the Twins, two of them, way back in the day in the late 80s, early 90s. But, Angelo, I mean, if you look at Andy McPhail's track record, he hasn't been part of a front office that's had a winning record. Forget a championship. He hasn't been part of a front office with a winning record since 2004.
Wow.
And this is the guy that is helping him decide the future of the Phillies.
Wow. I did not have that stat, Joe. 16 years without a winning record?
Yeah, it was his last couple of years in Chicago with the Cubs, 04, 05, and then Orioles he didn't win with, and then obviously here he hasn't won with. So
all right, well, hold
16
on.
Years.
In that context, Joe, the exchange with the reporter Megan Montemuro from The Athletic, did you see that where he almost had to lecture on how great McPhail was? What did you think of that exchange?
Well, I thought it was condescending. I mean, he was talking about how Andy McPhail has two World Series, and then, you know, kind of questioning, do we know, and he was speaking to one person, but really everyone, do we know who John Schuerholz is and other names that have won three? Like, almost alluding to the idea that we have some great baseball executives here that we're not giving enough respect to, which, again, Andy McPhail's had a nice career, but like, he's not these people. He's and if he was, why aren't his teams winning anything? So it felt very defensive to me that he had to defend McPhail in that kind of way.
All right, I want you to answer our question of the day. Do you think John Middleton is a good owner?
I don't. No, I think that he is an engaged owner, probably too engaged, the one that is willing to spend some money. But good owner. Here's what I think good owners do, Angelo. I think they hire smart people, they give them a budget, and they get out of the way. And I don't think he's really doing any of those things. Maybe besides the budget, but I don't think he's doing those three things that usually the owners that hold up World Series trophies end up doing.
Joe, great stuff as always. Listen to him every night at 6 right here on WIP. Thanks, Joe.
Anytime, guys.
Al, is there any way that John Middleton comes back from that Zoom conference?
Not unless they win.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I will never, ever look at him the same way. I will not. Just because he treated this reporter like she had no idea what was the history of baseball is, mm-hmm. and used, this is 16 years since the man had a winning season.
Yeah, it's
does Middleton know that?
No.
Does Middleton know that the guy he employs as his big baseball guy can't win and hasn't. They brought him in for analytics, and the guy hasn't done a damn thing.
There's an article, and I think it may be by Matt Gelb in The Athletic, where there are other powers that be throughout baseball and, you know, other baseball teams who wonder what exactly Andy McPhail does.
Well,
he was supposed to do remember, he did the stuff with the stadiums?
The lights.
Right.
Yeah.
Joining us shortly will be Ruben Amaro Jr. I sense awkwardness. Wow. I could be wrong. I sense awkwardness because I know he's going to try to defend Middleton.
You can't defend that. You can't defend the way you spoke to someone.
No, he has to.
No.
Ruben's name has come up as a potential replacement for Klentak. Mm. Is he going to rip the guy that's making the decision?
Well, he doesn't have to rip him, but you can't defend that.
Well, he'll try. I guarantee it. But anyway, Bernadette is up next. Hi, Bernadette.
Good morning, Angela. Good morning, morning team.
We won, Bernie. We won.
I know. It's about time.
I'll tell you, but how do you feel now? Do you feel confident at all, Bernie?
Not yet. Not yet.
That's the problem.
I just think that there's too many injuries on the team, and I really honestly, Angela, think that the Eagles need to clean house like the Phillies cleaned house by getting rid of Matt Klentak. I think they need to get rid of Howie Roseman and replace him with a better GM.
Wow. You know what's fascinating that's going on right now, Bernadette?
What?
Up in New York, the Jets are awful. And now they're saying they don't like Joe Douglas, who was Howie Roseman's big right-hand man here for 3 years. And they're saying Douglas had a bad draft and hasn't done a good job in adding the right people. You know, you start to look at it and go, did either of these guys know what they were doing? You know, I mean, they got a champion here, but now you look at it. Don't you look at 2017 an hour ago, that was kind of a fluke.
Lightning in a bottle.
Don't you? Lightning in a bottle is another word for fluke.
Oh.
No, it really is, Al. That's a word that Chris Long used last week. He said lightning in a bottle.
I like it better.
Because now you go, well, how many more years does Howie get because of that one great season when it does not appear he's done anything right either in a long time?
Well, his is only 3 years.
Yeah, it's not 1991.
All right, that's true. Get back to me in 17 years.
Yeah, really?
Unbelievable. Bernadette, I need a really good – today is National Coaches Day. I need a really great coach and a really bad one.
Okay. Really good coach is – I still think, even though he's not an Eagles coach anymore, I still think the best coach around is Dick Vermeil.
Yeah.
And the worst coach, even though he's not in the pros anymore, your favorite, Angelo, Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly. Those
good ones. Those are two good ones.
Bernadette, you could win a nice prize. We got great stuff today, too. You could win a nice prize with all that stuff. All right, we got a whole bunch. Well, we come back. I want to bring in Mr. Doc Rivers into the conversation because yesterday he held a Zoom conference that was far, far better than the one by John Middleton. And in it, he addressed beautifully, diplomatically, intelligently, how to handle big stars like Ben
Simmons.
And Joel.
Yeah.
Ben and Joel. And he addressed it out in a way that made you understand without stepping on any toes. This guy is going to be good. Doc Rivers. We'll talk about him next. Lots more of your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Later in the hour, Al, in honor of Andy McPhail's last championship in 1991, we found the tape of a Philadelphia radio show from 1991, the day after McPhail won a championship. And you'll understand then how long ago that was. WIP Sports Time, 7:15.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.